Talking with John Sampson, of course, with Midwest Farm Shows. For the 17th year, John, you've returned to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And as we think about 2010 versus 17 years ago, amazing difference in this building here.
Yeah, we've enjoyed its phenomenal growth every year with this show. We're completely full on the upper level, and we've got about half the lower level filled up this year. And it's just a great show again with virtually everything that's new in agriculture for production ag available here, and services and equipment and input materials and so on, and livestock equipment, of course, is a big part of this show. We've got a great scholarship competition coming up with some new blood in there this year. I know the Medill team, I'm expecting them to do quite well as they are preparing very meticulously for all elements of the competition, and that's going to be fun. That's on Friday morning, of course. Tomorrow we open at 9 a.m. again. We'll go till 5, and we'll do that again on Friday with the scholarship competition and the fundraising auction just following the award presentation for that tomorrow, and we'll go till 5 o'clock then, and we 9 to 4 on Saturday. Got some great prizes are going to be given away, a Hustler zero-turn lawnmower. You can test drive one of those if you've never driven a zero-turn. It's kind of fun to go down and find out what they're all about. Every day we got cattle equipment demos twice a day. We've got Craig Cameron back again twice every day. And this year we've been able to put together a nice variety of horses, young very young green horse and a little bit older green horse that's never been ridden. And one with a couple problems that weeds well and has been saddled a few times, but every time you try to put a foot in the stirrup, it starts to bolt and then crow hop and do a lot of other things. So it'll be interesting to see how Craig handles those problems. And as always, he's very, very meticulous about getting to the bottom of problems and helping folks with those. And I'm sure everybody will enjoy it and walk away with some new information. And the big new thing this year for the scholarship kids to raise some money, we're raffling the Sutherland Horse Shed. And folks can buy tickets at the Sutherland booth for that. They're $5, and 100% of the proceeds go to the scholarship funds for these kids. We have 30 coming in tomorrow, and they're guaranteed a minimum of a $100 scholarship. And as you know, Ron, it's getting more and more and more critical that the education is there so that people understand how the markets work and the complexity in today's ag economy that really has some, you know, a lot of people thinking, and you know, we're going to have to be able to produce more food in the near future, I think, to take care of the world population. And thankfully, the United States happens to have the best and most efficient farmers in the world, so we're in pretty darn good shape.
Tell me, you know, obviously you folks do a whole set of shows all around the country in some key parts of the United States as far as agriculture is concerned. What is the attitude that you've seen late summer and into the fall months this year?
We just finished our show in Peoria, Illinois last week, and to be honest, it's as positive as I've seen it in probably 3-4 years. The farmers were upbeat. As you know, commodity prices are quite strong. Most of the folks have had a pretty good crop. Cattle are steady. Nobody's making a lot of money, but we're not losing a lot either. And they're going to continue, I think, to gain strength. And it just there was a very, very upbeat and positive attitude at the show from the producers that I talked to.
I know that what Peoria a year ago, you had problems because everybody was still harvesting stuff.
Yeah, we had a terrible, terrible fall over there last year, and rained almost every day in September and October, so those folks were in the field trying to get, and some of them were in the field way into December, which we talked to, and attendance was way up, very positive show, talked to a lot of folks that are just very, very positive about the future of agriculture, in the near future anyway, and you know, hopefully that's going to carry over to the rest of the shows. I mean, we've done one show and visited several others in the fall, and that's been pretty much the attitude that we've run into. I think you probably experienced it over at Springfield. I think I saw you there, and the attitude was just really starting to pick up and get very, very strong at that time.
Yeah, you know, as you think about this particular show, it obviously has developed a tremendous amount. You alluded to the fact that it's got a lot of livestock equipment for cattle and also for horse, being able to work horses. This is probably a little bit of a different show than some of your others that are in primarily crop country.
It sure is, and this building is so unusual that it gives us the luxury of having space to do some of these dynamic live demonstration products, but we also have, you know, the products for large row crop people that you find along the rivers here in Oklahoma. Some wheat equipment, a lot of forage equipment here, and the input materials and lots of different services that go along with that. It's not strictly a livestock show. It's not strictly a small grain show. It's not strictly a row crop show. It's a big combination of all the rest. And due to the time of the year, we're not able to include much of the pecan situation because they're just finishing their harvest right now. So they're really busy, and it would be fun to have them in here, but because it's a little different for us coming from basically corn and soybeans that are the two crops that are raised where our office is, but we know those folks, and they're doing quite well as well.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir.